I think that unlikely, Mr. Lewin said. Bren, when a man fights, his arms and legs and thoughts must be as one.
Below in the yard, Sir Roderick was yelling, "You fight like a goose. He pecks you, and you peck him harder. Parry, block the blow. Goose fighting will not suffice. If those were real swords, the first peck would take your arm off." One of the other boys laughed, and the old knight rounded on him. "You laugh, you! Now that is gall. You fight like a hedgehog."
"There was a knight once who couldn't see," Bran said stubbornly, as Sir Roderick went on below. "Old Nan told me about him. He had a long staff with blades at both ends, and he could spin it in his hands and chop two men at once."
"Simeon Star-Eyes," Lewin said, as he marked numbers in a book. "When he lost his eyes, he put star sapphires in the empty sockets, or so the singers claim. Bran, that is only a story like the tales of Florian the Fool, a fable from the Age of Heroes."
The maester tisked.
"You must put these dreams aside. They will only break your heart."
The mention of dreams reminded him. "I dreamt about the crow again last night, the one with three eyes. He flew into my bedchamber and told me to come with him, so I did.